Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us. September may be the best golf month of the year. Very similar temperatures in a way to what it's like maybe in April or May or something like that. But with the leaves turning colors, the courses mature. I'll tell you what, golf is big time, and Ann Sayers will join us and talk through golf in Wisconsin coming up a little bit later on in the show. Right now, let's head to Racine County. Carrie Grieving is the Executive Director for Visit Racine County. Thank you so much for being with us, Carrie.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have so much going on. It's a special time of year as we head into the end of summer and really into fall. Let's run through the list because you guys have so much that people should get on their calendar. Low Dailies has their fifth anniversary. Tell us about Low Dailies.
Yes. So Low Daily is a brewery in Burlington, and it's a big deal when these small businesses turn five, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're putting on a huge party, an anniversary extravaganza. There's live music, food trucks. They have new merch specifically made for the event. There's new beer. There's raffles. All of this. And they need 3 days to celebrate. So September 20th is the big day.
That is so cool. So get to that. A party on the pavement is something that's really cool. For people who aren't familiar, Carrie, explain what Party on the Pavement is.
Party on the Pavement is pretty much the signature event for the city of Racine.
Oh.
It is every September, this year also on September 20th, from 12 to 7. So it's a good chunk of your day. And it is 12 city blocks full of vendors. I know, vendors, live music. There's food and drinks, lots of performances. So one of the favorites is the BMX stunt team is there on their bikes, putting on a great show. Uh-huh. There's a classic car show. There's a 5K. I mean, pretty much it's the biggest day in the city of Racine.
And it's really family-friendly, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Bring your kids. If you stop by the Visit Racine County tent, you could get some free balloon twisty animals.
Ooh, that's fun.
So, yes, it's for everybody.
All right, Carrie, do you guys do an Oktoberfest?
You bet we do. Franksville Craft Beer Garden puts on our biggest one. And again, multiple days, September 25th through the 28th. It's one of the area's largest Oktoberfests, actually. It has everything that you need, live music, stein hoisting competitions, Hammerschlagen, which is everyone's fun favorite game, yard games, food. Pretty much, I mean, you know what to expect from an Oktoberfest, and that's what you're going to get here.
Carrie Grieving is with us from Visit Racine County. How about Savor 2025?
So we talk a lot about the Racine Art Museum, and they put on one big fundraiser per year, and that's what Savor is. Every year has a different theme. This one is Garden Gala, Cultivating Creativity, and it's held at Wisdom, which is one of our museums. It's a beautiful place, and it's outside. So September 27th, they also pair up art and food.
Mm.
So not only should you dress up and come ready to party, but come ready to eat.
Ooh, that sounds really, really good. One of the things I love about Racine County is it's very pet-friendly, and Bark in the Park is a great example of that. Tell us about Bark in the Park.
Yes, we love our pets in Racine County. Bark in the Park is happening September 27th, and it is at Festival Park. So they are back downtown right on the lakefront. It's everything that you're encouraged to bring your dog. But also bring your family and bring your kids. And there's food and there's drinks and there's live music. Lots of vendors for pets. There's a free microchip clinic in case your pet doesn't have a microchip yet. All of this is put together to not only celebrate pets, but also keep them safe.
I love that, Carrie. We're going to get back to some cool stuff outside coming up in a second here. But if you want to head inside, Lizzie the Musical is taking place. Tell us about Lizzie the Musical.
So this one is pretty perfect for this time of year. It's at the 6th Street Theater, and it's the story of Lizzie Borden, which many people know is a little bit traumatic, but they made it into a musical. So it is a rock musical. It's supposed to be, hysterical, but also all about these fierce women, perfect time of year, punk rock, lots of great vocals and singing, and just a really good story.
That sounds fun, and it's so different. I love this time of year because it's about sweaters and getting outside and the pumpkin patch. Jack-O-Lantern Nights. You can find out that at Visit Racine County's website, but you tell us. Jack-O-Lantern Nights.
Yep. This is at the Racine Zoo. Many people have been there, but the best thing about Jack-O-Lantern Nights is it changes every year.
Mm.
So you think you've seen it all, but you have not. And it runs for the entire month of October. So you have plenty of opportunities to get there. Definitely come at nighttime when everything is lit up. All the pumpkins are, there's like over 1,000 carved pumpkins. And wow. Granted, many are animal related, but then they have a lot of contests where you can even choose your favorite, setup and then see the animals while you're there.
There's fall at the fairgrounds. There's the Sturtevant Falls Sip and Shop. There's a lot of stuff. What's the website, Carrie, if people would like more information?
VisitRacineCounty.com has our full event calendar, everything that's going on here.
VisitRacineCounty.com. Carrie Grieving is the executive director of Visit Racine County. Great stuff, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
You got it. Up next, we head to Lake Geneva when Experience Wisconsin continues.